The new rule would impose a fee of from $4 to $8 a day on offenders required to wear the bracelets. That's a maximum total of $240 a month for sex offenders in the state now wearing the bracelets. Sex offender Grover Moss says he can't afford to pay the fee because since he left prison, he's been unemployed, largely because employers find out about the bracelet and refuse to hire him.
When I'm in a building where I work, if I had a job, the thing tells me to go outside and acquire the GPS every half hour to 90 minutes. I can't do that if I'm employed and working 8 hours a day.
The Department of Corrections has projected as many as 330 offenders might need the bracelets by the end of 2009 at a cost of more than $1 million in monitoring costs, including rental of the bracelets. The only other person to testify at the Madison hearing, attorney Peter Baer, says he's hoping GPS bracelets might prove to be cost-effective for nonviolent, non-sex offenders to promote early release from prison.
The public may not need to be protected physically from these people. They could be out working. In fact, work could even be a condition of their early release, and then they'd be taxpayers. Instead of soaking up tax dollars sitting in prison, they could be paying restitution and paying taxes and become productive members of society again.
Baer is working with state legislators on a proposal that would expand the use of bracelets if it turns out to be cost-effective. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.